Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Don Wells of the classic TV series Gilligan's Island. Ms. Wells played Mary Ann for three seasons on this legendary 1960s CBS TV sitcom, marooned on the world's wackiest island with her fellow castaways Gilligan, the Skipper, Mr. and Mrs. Howell, Ginger, and the Professor. Over the next segment, Don Wells will talk about working on this series, her iconic TV character, and the amazing longevity of Gilligan's Island, which returns to primetime weeknights at 9:30 p.m. on VTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take a three-hour tour in 10 minutes, feel free to send out an SOS as we leave the safe harbor of the present in order to run aground in the past. Don, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
I love this TV Time Machine. How far back are we going? 1964.
Exactly. Now, you played the legendary Mary Ann on the classic TV series Gilligan's Island, which is coming back to primetime weeknights at 9:30 p.m. on MeTV. Now, Don, tell us about your association with MeTV and what the network has planned for Gilligan's Island.
Well, they're planning to run it, I hope. No, they are. I'm the ambassador for MeTV, which means I get to go all over the country and talk to you about all the classic shows they run. It's a wonderful channel. You know, when you're raising kids today, how difficult it would be to monitor what they're doing. It's all your favorite classic TV shows. It's all the stuff that you loved, and here it is to watch it again. I think it's fantastic.
And, of course, Gilligan's Island is perfect for kids and adults alike.
It is, because what a fantasy. What would you do if you were on that island? Where would you get those clothes?
I'd get hungry.
Food and Coconut Creek pies and radioactive vegetables.
So apart from the comedy, what is it about the concept of Gilligan's Island that has always captured the imagination of viewers?
Well, I think it's everybody's fantasy. What would you? It's Robinson Crusoe. I mean, if you were marooned on an island, would you want to be with your best friends? Would you all have to get along? It's kind of civilization. It's every walk of life. We have, you know, the millionaires and the farm girl and the movie star. You have every possible person, and they all had to coexist. And I think that's a pretty good message. And it was funny, of course. And it was beautiful. I mean, it was a sitcom out of the living room. You know, it wasn't a family going to school. It was pretty flowers and hammocks and natives. Lots that you couldn't figure out. We'd never get off the island. But it's a fantasy, and I think it still works. I think that's one of the reasons that it's in every language now. There's no dating it at all. You can't tell when it was filmed.
So how would you describe your character, Mary Ann, in contrast to the rest of the characters, and what did you appreciate most about playing her?
I think she was a fabulous role model. I think she was down-to-earth, practical, cheerful, hard worker, no competition with Ginger, not like the Kardashians all trying to keep up with something. She was steadfast. I wrote a book this year called What Would Mary Ann Do Today? And Mary Ann, I think, was sort of the moral compass of the show. I think she was hardworking and not envious of anybody and cheerful and all the things that I think are important to keep a family together. I think she'd have been a good mom, been a good sister, been a good wife. I think she was a good person. Nothing like that is described in the character when you get the role. It's the essence of who you are. We were all very much like our characters, I think, except for Bob and Alan. Well, Alan was very much the same. Bob was very much an intellectual. You would not have any idea how smart he really was.
He was probably closer to his character Maynard G. Krebs on Dobie Gillis as opposed to being like Gilligan, I would imagine.
Yeah. And Bob was very, very deep thinking. He just happened to have a wonderful comedy timing. The professor really had the funniest sense of humor.
Oh, really? Russell Johnson did?
And I did not know until last year when we lost him that he got the Purple Heart in World War II.
Wow, I
never mentioned it.
Wow.
No, so, I mean, it was a good cast, and I think part of it is getting the chemistry of the people together, and it was perfectly cast, everybody.
Well, speaking of the chemistry, did you guys click right off the bat, or did your chemistry develop over time?
That's a good question. I think, well, it would have to be almost over time a little, because Bob and Alan worked so well together, okay? They had this physical thing together. I don't know to tell you that because the plots were so ridiculous. There wasn't anything that you could hang your hat on to be, this is a wonderful moment of acting ability. It was really the characters and the mix of the characters, and we loved each other, and I think that showed. It'd be awfully hard to do a comedy, although I heard with Agnes Moorehead that they didn't speak or something. It'd be terrible to be on a show 12 hours a day and not like each other.
Well, you especially liked Alan Hale Jr. What kind of guy was he?
Kind, generous, loving. He'd be your dad. He'd be your big brother. He hugged me the same size as my dad. So when he hugged me, it was like my dad picking me up off the floor almost. He was a good man. And imagine growing up with Errol Flynn and all those people in your household, because his father, I mean, he looked just like his dad.
Right.
His father was a very famous actor.
That's right.
So as a young boy, he was growing up with all those heroes. How fun would that be?
So of all the 98 episodes of Gilligan's Island, which ones stand out for you? Do you have your favorites?
I think the favorites are the dream sequences, because you got other actors to come on and you got to play other characters. I don't think there was anything that was really the best.
Now, occasionally Gilligan's Island had guest stars such as Hans Conried, Phil Silvers, and Zsa Zsa Gabor. So, as a young actress, what was it like for you working with such legendary comic actors?
Well, it was pretty cool, and I had been in the business a while. I mean, I had worked a lot, but not necessarily with those comedy geniuses. That's interesting, because you can't teach anybody that stuff. Phil Silvers, he's just there, you know. Gilligan was just there. He didn't rehearse anything. He just became that character. It's interesting. You know, you work on Shakespeare. You work on the rhythm of the dialogue and all of that with different authors. But this was the core. The core of the people, I think, showed. And everybody was perfectly cast.
So after Gilligan's Island went off the air, when did you start to realize that the show was becoming more popular as time went on?
We never thought we'd even get into reruns. We won't get into reruns. I can't go anywhere in the world. We're in 30 languages. I canoed up to an island, the island of Sulafu, which is the Solomon Island off the coast of Australia. I canoed up to... Five of my girlfriends are adventuresome, and no white women had ever been there before. The chief's family had been chief for 9 generations. No running water, no electricity. We canoed up to it, and the chief's wife looked at me, and she said, I know you.
Wow.
And I went, what? What are you talking about? She said, in 1979, I went to nursing school in Haniara, and I used to come home and watch you in black and white.
That's amazing.
In the middle of nowhere.
Because very few people in this world are recognized around the world, and you are, and it's because of Gilligan's Island.
And I've never seen it in another language. I'd love to see it in French or Japanese or something. I'd love to see what our voices are like. I've never seen it in another language.
Well, people can see it, I think, in English on MeTV. Don, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I'd love that. Thank you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
This is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.